Well, hey friends, welcome back to the Right Setup Leadership Podcast. Alan, this is a special episode. You've been traveling all over the place, doing some really cool stuff, making memories, celebrating, and now you're back and we get to celebrate again. So I just say I'm stoked that this is our 302nd episode of the Right Setup Leadership Podcast. Isn't that pretty cool?
It just feels crazy to say that number. And it probably doesn't feel crazy for you. I mean, you're the one who literally does all the back end work. That represents a ton of time and energy. So I think that's huge. And we celebrate longevity and we celebrate consistency here at Stay Forth. And that represents so many texts that I've gotten and conversations. People pulled me aside and said, thank you so much for doing this podcast. And of course it's free and it goes straight to people who knows where. So if you're listening to this, we don't know where you're listening from, but you could be driving, you could be doing the dishes, you could be working out or walking your dog. And it is just such a huge privilege to speak into your lives and into your leadership. But Jonathan, it is just an awesome honor to be doing this together with you. I mean, remember, this was just a dream, an idea. We were sitting in a co-working space in Colorado Springs and just said, and maybe we should do this. How would we make this happen? And the idea was that we'd still be doing this years from now. And here we are, over 300 episodes in. We've covered so many different topics. We've weathered through a pandemic in the last few years. And man, here we are. It has been a huge honor. And I love the conversations we get to have here.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's fun sometimes to go back and look at some of the episodes and see, you know, the conversations we've had and the significance they've all played. And I remember now it seems like a normal, fun rhythm. But I remember when we decided to make the jump from one episode a week to two episodes a week. And we were wondering, can we do it? Like, can we do it? And here we are, you know, 302 episodes in with an ever-growing list of crucial conversations to continue having. So I'm excited. It's an honor to do this with you. You know, I get to look behind the scenes and see the numbers and see the places all around the world where people are listening and being impacted by it. So it's really a neat thing, and kind of have to pinch myself to think that these conversations are impacting people, you know, that we may never even meet.
Yeah, that's right. And I love having the conversation, first of all, and learning from amazing leaders. And I feel like I'm nourished, you know, at the very beginning. You get to listen to these conversations, edit them down, and then they go out. And I'll often listen to them later. Again, sometimes we're recording 2, 3, 4 weeks ahead of time. And I'll come back and go, that was a good conversation. I'll learn something different from it later than I did initially. So I feel like I get to learn in 3D on these. And yeah, man, thanks for all of your work behind the scenes. And guys, there's a whole team behind our work at Stay Forth. And so nobody gets coached without multiple people making that happen. Nobody gets a podcast episode in their earbuds without multiple people, in this case, Jonathan, making that happen. And I just absolutely love our team. I'm such a huge fan of team. And that's a little bit even of what leads us to this episode today, that we get to really talk about something that has been brewing in me for a long time. And so this is another fun episode we get to celebrate.
Yeah. So you talk about learning in 3D, and I've known you for a while now, from being coached to getting to work together to help leaders. And I know that you've always had a passion for moving into a specific area, and you've been stewing on this particular idea for some time now. But before we kind of lift the curtain and let people know what it is you're doing, how did you get to this space for this launch?
Yeah, great question. All right. So I have always been launching new things. As long as I can remember, I've been launching new things. And so I've been a spiritual starter, one who wants to take an idea and who wants to match that with the pain point. And there are so many pain points with leaders. Now, I've felt them myself. That's where tools come from, is personal pain points that I've felt, conversations that I've had. So I feel like, Jonathan, I'm always in these leadership conversations, whether it's on the air, whether it's over coffee, at a campfire. I mean, they happen on planes, they happen in airports. I can't not bump into people who are hitting up against leadership obstacles, but there are opportunities on the other side of that. And so that led to coaching, and I love leadership coaching. I love sabbatical coaching. Huge honor that I get to do that. We then launched experiences out of that, where we do these replenishing experiences, and those are an absolute blast. I get to partner with Michael, who's our director of experiences and lives in Chicago and flies in for those. And those are just beautiful. You've attended those, Jonathan, and you just know that these are long meals together, great conversations, sleeping in long cups of coffee. We're not suffering during those times. And the goal is that leaders would be sent back into life and be replenished and overflowing. And then that cascades into others. And so we've done this coaching, we added these experiences. And then I often do some consulting work with organizations that are stuck or stalled or working on their culture. And I started to realize that people need all of these, that an experience is amazing, but some people don't pursue coaching after it. Coaching is amazing, but some people don't pursue an experience in a beautiful place afterwards. And I realized that inspiration is part of it. You hear an amazing leader here on this podcast or a talk, you're with a high capacity group of leaders and you just can't help but be inspired. And so I started to see really the wisdom of talking about leadership and staying healthy and launching something in a sustainable way. And unfortunately, I saw leaders fall off that bandwagon. And I've seen that many times. Solopreneurship is hard and many dreams just fizzle out. People just don't know how to launch them and they don't know how to do it with health. And then with leadership coaching, I saw the opposite. As people take this idea, get healthy, do it with longevity and sustainability. And then I started to see these leaders on these experiences come alive. I mean, their hearts and souls are thawing back out. They're connecting with other amazing leaders. Then they would connect later. And you know that, Jonathan, that these leaders, and you've been on these experiences, later you become friends and later you take your next steps and you don't need any more Stay Four to connect you. You are friends now and maybe even partner with that. So all of these three, this wisdom, clarity, and inspiration, I thought, man, what if we put that together? What if we put that together in a one-year process? What could that look like? And so I started to get really excited. For me, it always starts with conversations and sketching that out. So it was kind of, what could this look like? How might that look? You and I had conversations, we talked with the team, and that's been, it's not like we launch an idea and then the next day we have a website and then the day after you're signing up. I mean, not at all. It's been a long process of thinking through and iterating, who would this be for? What would this look like? And so that's really led us to this moment where we get to launch this beautiful thing that I am super excited about.
Yeah. And we launch a lot of things at Stay Forth. And I have to say that I've learned, you know, and grown in how to launch things, right? Everybody has things that they want to do and everyone has passion to go after something, but passion really is just like the nitrous to the tank. It's going to run out and you have to have something to keep you going after. And you hit all the important pieces. Process, solopreneurship is hard and you end up feeling lost and you get stuck, and there's the coaching piece. And we don't just launch things unless we're going to do them well. So we practice it. We say, hey, what must be true? How do we frame this? What's it going to be? So I want to let everyone in and I want you to go ahead and tell us, what's the big idea?
All right. So what if we could put those three together of wisdom, clarity, and inspiration? And really, here is the foundational question, is what if that fire in someone's bones that they have that is so exciting to you, this passion to change the world, this idea that maybe, just maybe, this idea needs to go out there, this thing needs to be launched, this organization needs to exist, I need to do this thing and meet this cause in the world. Like, what if that passion that's a spark now could be fully ablaze in 12 months? And that even feels like a crazy question, but that audacious question has led us to launch something that is called Leap Year. And that idea, Jonathan, that in 12 months, that we are going to walk people through a process that we're calling a pathway. So this pathway that is all of those three, of the wisdom that you're going to need, of other people around you that are speaking into this. And it'll be just 10 people and then two of us as guides in the process, me and then Karen is one of our other Stay Forth coaches and guides. And that wisdom of a dozen people together saying, this is amazing, you may want to think about this, guiding you along like a mastermind group in that sense. And then the clarity of one-on-one coaching, because it is powerful. I mean, it is transformational. Have somebody asking questions, giving you tools, and I'll be doing that. Karen will be doing that. We'll be walking alongside and giving that one-on-one coaching outside of the group times, and then the inspiration of being in a beautiful place on an experience. And we're going to start with an experience. We're going to end with one. So if we play through the 12 months, Jonathan, it looks like a dozen people who have this world-changing idea, who are ablaze for a cause, an idea, and that want to launch something or have already launched something, but want to get that thing momentum. They're ready to commit to 12 months. And they're like, man, the timing is right. You mentioned timing. It's so important for us. And we know that really that beginning of the year, kind of that August timeframe as school starts, there seems to be a ton of momentum before the fall. So we're going to start it then. We're going to go away together. We're going to learn, to grow, to get that inspiration from being in creation and having fun together and throwing ideas out. And we're going to say, we'll see you here in 12 months. And in those 12 months, we're going to have the cohort that we walk through together and we challenge each other online from our own space, in offices or boardrooms or our own living room or around the table. And in that, we're going to be clarified through the one-on-one coaching that adds to that and speaks back into that. And then, of course, the see you in 12 months idea keeps that accountability. We're going to work through frameworks. We're going to have tools. And so the idea is that you would move from a dream to a reality. And that's where I see a lot of the gap, Jonathan, is everybody seems to have an idea. They want to launch a podcast. They want to write that book. They want to launch this organization, but man, there's a lot involved in it. And we just get worn down. We get drained. We get isolated. And we think, man, I'm the only one. And as a coach, and also just as somebody that's launched a lot of scary stuff. And by the way, Leap Year is another launch of a scary thing that I've not seen something quite like this. There's some programs out there. I've not seen anybody doing what we're doing, or we would just jumped on with them. But we need two things, I think. A pathway, like an actual process to get there. We're going to show people tools. We're going to show them framework. You do some messaging work and some marketing pieces and coming in to be able to say, who am I? What am I actually after? And we need to push into that word that some think is dirty, but we absolutely need it, which is marketing, to be able to like name who we are and the pain points that we have. So that's the pathway side of it. We also need a community to go with. You can have the best pathway in the world, but you could be saying, that's a daunting mountain peak. I don't want to go alone. And here's the good news, guys. You don't have to, and you should. Right. If that burning in your bones matters so much to you, and you feel like this is sacred, like hot coal, this spark that has started, mm-hmm. How do you nurture that, cultivate it, and see this blazing fire that's giving off heat to you, somebody else, and ultimately changing the world. And so we are saying this isn't for everybody, but this is for the leader who is ready, who's ready to commit a year to this and said, this is the time. I'm going to invest time, energy, money, a couple of trips to beautiful places, to be in the mountains with leaders, to say, I am ready to make this work. And so, man, there's different components to it and all of that, but the two big things are just, if you need a pathway to be able to get there for your dream, to be able to thrive and turn into a reality, and you need a community. You feel like, man, I feel like I'm doing this alone. Be part of Leap Year. And it's in 12 months. Obviously, you can tell, man, I am pumped this. And it's like letting this thing out of, it's like been building, right? Like you've been building this car in a garage and you've been rebuilding this thing. And finally, it's like ready to let it out of the garage and take it on a drive on a nice day. This has been cooking. We've been thinking about this, praying about this, chipping away at it for a really long time.
So for this, and I'm going to use the word, so for the skeptic that's listening, that, and you said, you know, there's other cohorts and there's other things out there and everyone has courses and everyone has things. But the person that's like, you know, I think I might be a good fit for this, but I'm really unsure. What makes it unique? What are they going to find from Leap Year that they're just not going to find anywhere else?
Yeah, I don't know any other program that is starting with health and sustainability. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, because we see so many people burn out along the way. You could launch this amazing thing and then this fire gets out of control and suddenly it's either burning the forest down or you just didn't know how to cultivate the flames and the light's gone out. And so that focus on health, and there are these five C's that are going to be, we're going to be focusing or centering it all around these. And that's the first one, is just connecting this to your identity and your work. Now, what's really important is that this is connected to our identity as followers of Jesus, as a kingdom leader of any kind. Doesn't matter if this is a business, a nonprofit, a church, a podcast, a book. The thing doesn't really matter that much. because that is something that is unique to you. And so you could be sitting in a room with somebody that wants to launch a podcast and somebody that wants to launch a large business and somebody that wants to launch a nonprofit. And all those people have this shared ideal and have this shared camaraderie in the room. So really connecting it to our identity in our work is really important. Like, how does this matter? But not so much that it's connected to your identity that you feel like, man, if this thing fails, I'm a failure. If this thing doesn't make it. So we start with health and making sure that's connected to something that is abiding in Christ and not just striving. The second thing really is on clarity. I see a lot of people that are dumping tons of content on you. And it's like, hey, here are 84 modules to watch and 16 books to read. And a lot of leaders come to me saying, I'm just overwhelmed at that program. And we're not calling this a program. And so that clarifying is the second C, that here is what I'm willing to fight for. Here's why I'm willing to fight for it. This is the vision. This is the mission. And if we can clarify that, to be able to name that for ourselves, then we can share it with other people. The next one then is the natural piece is then, Jonathan, we can communicate that. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know why you're doing that thing, if you can't tell a friend clearly over coffee, then you can't share that with the world. You can't put that on a website. You can't share that on Instagram. And it doesn't matter how many posts you share. If that is not clear, then you can't communicate that. So again, it's connect this to our identity, like why that matters and why you clarify. Here's the thing I'm fighting for. Communicate it out to the world. And then of course, the next C is to create a sustainable pathway. The key word there is sustainable. And Jonathan, I think this really is what makes us unique. Yeah. And we're going to say, would this work 3 years from now?
Yeah. And I think
first is, go ahead.
I was going to say that the sustainability piece is, I think, the most unique factor to me, because people are starting out with an investment in a lag measure of health and sustainability to be able to doing it for the long haul versus being overloaded with content to invest in immediate scalability, right? Like investing in the immediate win versus investing in the future.
And honestly, a lot of these kind of programs, it's like go away for a weekend and then we're going to dump everything in some kind of boot camp. And while those can be helpful, they're not wrong. They're just incomplete. You need 12 months to be able to develop healthy rhythms, to be able to say, a lot of people are doing this on the side. And so if a side hustle is all hustle and no sustainable rhythms, then you can only hustle for so long before we need rest. Communication is also how we develop a team. And the sustainable pathway, it's how do you attract other people who can come along on the journey and make sure that that is sustainable. So you're not just burning yourself out and other people in the process. So I see a lot of like, right now is the time and push really, really hard. And while we have a year to do that, and you have to see this really is my time to go for it. We're not sprinting together for a year. That's enough time to learn some regular rhythms of each year and to be able to learn that in a community of other people who are obviously change makers, I call them. These are kingdom leaders who are making change in the world. So strategy and structure matters, of course, but we actually don't lead with that. That's the fourth C, is that creating of a sustainable pathway. And so strategy and structure matters, but we actually have to start with the other things and kind of work backwards from there. The very last C is to cultivate a community of these change makers around you. And so without collaboration, I just don't know how something can be sustainable.
Right.
If we are just isolated and because of that feeling lonely and feeling like, man, I don't know where to go. There are days when I'm flat creatively, you've been around for those, Jonathan, where I'm like, man, I don't know. And then other people have an idea and our team continues to grow for a couple of reasons. But I think one of those is because we've chosen to be sustainable. We asked, how do we get to 300 episodes? How do we get to 500 episodes? How do we keep coaching down the line? And like you mentioned, I just took a break and I celebrated with my daughter. I went around Europe and I'm not going to miss her graduation. And I'm not going to continue to build this thing so hard that actually my family and I are struggling in the meantime. Leadership is hard enough. And so just those five C's, connect, to clarify, communicate, create, and cultivate. We feel like that sort of gives a 3D approach to everything that leaders want and need to do. And Karen and I have launched big things as well. And so we get it. We understand what it takes. And we're not saying this is easy. In fact, these things are so challenging, but that if it matters and if it's enough of a passion that you should launch it, and you're either going to put a lot of time and energy and money into it, you're going to raise funds for it, you're going to get other people on board, we want you to start right and we want you to start sustainably. And we believe that in 12 months, we can see just a massive uptick in your rhythms can be at a place where you could then carry it, whether it's you and your family or whether it's you and your team after that. So, man, we just think it's going to be one of the best things we've ever done. And essentially, Jonathan, is putting together all the pieces of things we've done at Stayforth and it packaging really them all into one, because we've done these things all separately, but we've never put them all together. And man, I just can't wait to see what happens.
I am excited too. I've been behind the scenes with it and I'm pumped and I'm like, man, I'm ready to like run through walls like the Kool-Aid man. Like, let's go. We could talk about this forever. And I'll make sure we drop the notes of the five C's and everything in the show notes. But for the person listening, if someone listening is a good fit or they know someone or they're curious, what is their best next step to take?
Well, first of all, if you're hearing this and resonating, and maybe you're the person to apply for this, don't count yourself out.
Right.
So here's the thing. You could be a male or female. You can be a CEO or a side hustler. You can be somebody that's just has this dream and hasn't launched it yet, or it's been around for 2, 3, 4 years or months, and you just really haven't gone for it. It's kind of been sitting there. You could be a paid leader of this organization and already, you know, at the top of this organization or in middle management, or this isn't an organization. You don't even have a name for it yet. You could be a volunteer, a side hustler. You could have really clear strategy. I think this is what we're supposed to do. Or you could say, I have no idea how we are going to take on this huge cause. You could be young or old. So I think the most dangerous thing would be to count yourself out of launching that thing or being part of this Sleep Year community without having even started or applied to the process. And you may know somebody else that say, oh man, they need this. They have this burning passion. They just can't do it alone. So if that's somebody else, please, please, please share this with them. And in the show notes, you'll see the website that's got everything laid out. You can apply. So first of all, don't count yourself out. And so for participants, if you say, man, I'm ready to go for this. I have the hunger, I have the capacity and the sacrifice this year to go a little bit extra in these 12 months to get this thing off the ground. If you believe it's strategic, if you're resonating with this and say, yes, the timing seems to fit, I need a community, this is the kind of thing that I've been looking for, then I'm going to say, we want you to pay attention to that. We want you to go read through the different components, hear the different pieces of it, get kind of a couple of snapshots on the website of what it's going to look like. And if you're ready to engage and make other people better as well, this isn't just for you, then you really may need this community and this community may need you. So first of all, the who really, really matters. You'd simply go on over to itsyourleapyear.com, itsyourleapyear.com. Again, you can find it in the show notes. And just to go through it, just pray through this process and go ahead and apply. Even if you don't know where the money would come from, even if you would have to work some things out with your time to be able to get there, don't wait till you're 100% ready and checked on every box, because now's the time to apply. As we have applications come in, we're going to think through these. We're going to pray through these as a team. We may call you back and have conversations on them. But if it resonates with you, don't wait another year to be able to have this conversation. And frankly, we don't know if this is something we're going to do each year, and we'll be honest with that. I just know that right now there are a lot of leaders we're talking to who are on the edge of launching something. Think about it. We're coming out of COVID. We're in this exiting COVID phase, and people are ready to launch. People are ready to start new things. People are done with some of the old and ready to reinvent the new. So this is actually a great time to take some of that motivation that you have, that inspiration, and turn it into actual action, next steps, processes. And like we talked about, again, we come back to those two. This is the pathway and this is a community. Don't do this alone, but also don't do this without strategically knowing, here's where I'm going. Here's some tools. Here's some people that I can work with along the way that really are going to make me better at this. And so again, you can tell that I'm fired up about this, but I'm fired up because I know the kind of leaders that it's for. And it may be for you who are hearing this. Maybe you need to go through this as a couple. That's something as well, that maybe you say, we're launching this together. We're open to couples going through this together. And we just say, go ahead and apply, or go ahead and hit the drop-down box and just text it to a friend and say, I really think you should consider this. And so many times we're not talking to the person. You know this, Jonathan, mm-hmm. but we're talking to the person who knows the person.
Right.
And so if you would think and pray through the who those people are. And so, friends, there will be some scholarship funds that are going to be available for this. And so don't think about money. Don't think about all the time right now and how it fits. But if this is resonating with your heart, we encourage you to take the next step. Apply. Doesn't mean that you're going to be accepted. Go ahead and apply. We'd love to have a conversation if you have any questions along the way. But man, time, energy, finances, all of that's an investment. Every investment is based on delayed gratification. And so we believe that this is actually not just going to shape you and your family, your organization, your ministry, your nonprofit, your business, but it's actually going to change the world. And so those who want to change the world, those who want to keep making change, we are there to help them. And we don't want you to burn out or flame out in the meantime, the process. So Jonathan, I don't think I could be any more excited about who these people are, about getting these applications in. We're prayed up. We're ready to think through these. And yeah, I can't wait to see who applies.
Yeah, I can't either. It's going to be really unique. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to release some pretty incredible things into the world. So guys, you heard it from Alan. Head over to itsyourleapyear.com. You can click the link in the show notes. You can also find links to the website on all of our social media channels. We're thankful for each and every one of you. 302 episodes in. Here's to 302 more, Alan.
That's right, man. It has been an absolute joy and honor to partner with you in this, Jonathan. Special thanks to the whole rest of our Stay Forth team. Even something like Leap Year, as we are getting this together, this cannot happen alone. I want to emphasize that this can't just be me. This can't just be Jonathan. There's a team of folks, John, Matt, Mallory, Michael, all of our Stay Forth coaching network. We love you guys. And it's just a joy to be on this. And frankly, Jonathan, if I can just say one more thing, like I want for people to have what we have here at Stay Forth. Mm-hmm. We are not a perfect team. Of course not. We're made of flawed individuals. We all have our gaps. We all have our fears. We've been through hard things together as a team, but I wouldn't want to do this by myself. I did it for a short season. Stay Forth was an extension of me. And I'm so grateful that on the other side of this, we have people bringing their passion, their expertise, their feedback, their collaboration, a whole ton of these things. Jonathan, I've never done this before. And many, many times we're starting for the first time to do something fresh. I've never launched Leap Year before. I had never done the business side of what has to happen together and things like payroll and systems and processes. But man, we want to set you guys up with some of the experts from our Stay Forth team as well. So you'll be hearing from John. You'll be hearing from Mallory. You'll be hearing from Jonathan. You'll be hearing from Matt. And they're going to bring their expertise to you guys. We want to connect you with other experts in the field as well. So we're super grateful to serve you guys. We want to officially celebrate that we're over 300 episode mark. If this resonates with you, go ahead and apply. No harm, no foul in applying. And if there's somebody else who's coming to mind as you think about this, a kingdom leader of any kind who's making change in the world and you think would be ready for something like this, if you would text it to them and say, I see this in you. I really think you should consider this. We'd love to talk to them. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Jonathan, cheers to 302 and counting, and cheers to Leap Year, which will launch as we head into the fall. I absolutely can't wait. Can't wait to see your applications and those of people that you know. Thanks for popping in the podcast for another episode. Guys, we have some exciting ones coming up for you. And not to spoil it, but we've got a couple where we are going to share some of our favorite guests from about the last 6 months with you. We're going to have some clips in here, and that's going to be coming very soon. We also have a special summer project here on the podcast that we have been talking about a little bit. We'll be unveiling soon, and we think we'll meet your needs as a leader and as a human this summer. Signing off. Another episode. We'll catch you on episode 303. We ain't focused so long.